Kendall, we want you to give a testimony, and Brother Jason, you'll help us out with that, right?
Amen.
Okay. All right.
Hey, good evening, each one of you here. A blessing to be here, pastor and church. His name is Kendall. He's from St. Lucia. His wife's name is Nyla. A woman witnessed him about Jesus Christ, that if he dies, he's gone to hell. But he want to die and go to hell. So you need to accept Christ in his heart, and you are saved. You are saved. July 25th, 1996, you were saved. Christ saved him. That was the happiest day of his life, to meet Christ. And he was praying what the Lord wanted him to do. The Lord called him. He went to Puerto Rico there, in the Bible College in Puerto Rico there. Started practicing, studying the Word of God there, and God called him to be a deaf pastor there in his country. And he finished this year. He desires to go back to his country and start a deaf church there in St. Lucia. And God called him to be a deaf pastor there in St. Lucia. The deaf people, there's no one there to help the deaf people there. But he desires to go there, pray that God will use him there. And deaf people are only caring. There's no one there to preach the gospel to the deaf people there. His desire is to go and start a deaf church there in St. Lucia. Many years ago, there was conflict there in terms of the deaf moving to the hearing church. And the people there, they couldn't understand the Word of God. They were praying and asking that they need help, that they would understand the Word of God. But the person was crying. They said they need help, asking. Yes, the more help to the deaf people. And the pastor called and said that we need help in terms of starting a deaf church there in St. Lucia. And his desire is to go and move there to start a deaf church there. And the woman was crying that no one there is helping the deaf people hear the Word of God. And he'll keep practicing. And here that Lord using him. He's happy to know that the Lord is helping, using him. And God bless you all. Amen.
Amen.
All right, the first words a deaf person going to hear that will save, the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a deaf person that dies and go to hell.
Only we can share.
Both y'all come back up here. You just came down here to watch the DVDs all, so we're not playing any more TV tonight for you. Amen. I'm going to have Brother Scotty come back now. Appreciate that good message and song, by the way, ladies. Did a wonderful job. Appreciate Mrs. Johnson playing for the solo we heard just a moment ago. She's such a wonderful lady and so experienced there on the piano. We actually told her the wrong song. They got up and sang a different song, and she switched right in midstream. Most of you wouldn't even know that. But I'm thankful for that, because you told us victory in Jesus, and that's not what they sang. Amen? Anyway, I love to tell the story, and that was a blessing. But we're going to have Brother Scotty come back up now, and he's going to introduce our missionary preacher for us tonight, Brother Chad, that came up when we heard from him just a little bit ago. But a missionary to the Philippines, national pastor there. And Brother Scotty knows all the details on that, so we'll have him come back up and introduce him. Amen.
All right, Brother Pastor, we're gonna throw another one in on you. Pastor and I and co-pastor and I, we've sat down and changed things about six times because we want you to have a good time. And so we're going to change it again. Okay, Jason, I want you to come up here. And Jason's going to give his testimony. He's going to take about 5 or 6 minutes to Jason give you testimony, and then we're going to have the message. Jason was preaching the other night, and I was trying to get him to get across to you something he said that really, really just struck my heart when these deaf boys were speaking. And Jason got to preaching afterwards, and he fell down, and he said the first words that a deaf person will ever hear if they're not saved is the words from Jesus Christ, "Depart from me, ye that worketh iniquity. I never knew you." Never thought of that. But people's got to be saved. You got to be born again to go to heaven. Take about 5 seconds.
Good evening to everyone. Thank you, Pastor, and just for allowing us to share our burden here tonight. My name is Jason Francis. I am from Grenada. And if you're familiar with 1983, thanks to y'all deliver us from under communists. And thank you for sending your missionaries to our island. And we are the fruits of your missionary that you have been sent many years ago. And I grew up in a non-Christian home. And one time someone invited me to a Baptist church in my community. And the pastor made a very important comment. And he said, if you were to die right now, I shouldn't spend eternity in heaven. I know that moment, if I have died, I've gone straight to hell. At that time, I put my trust and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He saved me. And that was the happiest day of my life. I went to him and said, Mom, I'm saved. She said, saved from what? But you understand, when somebody's saved, a wonderful experience. And I thank God for saving me. And at the age of 19, God called me to preach the word of God. And 5 years later, God called me in full-time service. I remember it was a Friday night, and one of the pastors came and they preached there, and they speak about therefore being unwise, but understand what the will of God is. And what God spoke to my heart there. I remember it was a Friday night. I remember I went up to the altar and I said, Lord, hear my life. And I give my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And a year after, I went to Puerto Rico there, in a Bible college there in Puerto Rico there, under American missionary named Pastor Johnny Daniels. He's been there over 25 years, and I went there to prepare for the ministry. And my second year in college, Lord brought my heart for Zimbabwe. And it's a great need there in Zimbabwe to start more Independence Baptist Church there in Zimbabwe. And one in seven adults have been infected with the HIV because of the immoral lifestyle through poverty. Zimbabwe is known as the breadbasket at one time in South Africa. But because of what the government did, the economy went right down, and a lot of people, 80% of the people are unemployed. And it's a great need there, but there's a greater need there for them to be saved, and pray that God will use us there in a great way in Zimbabwe. My wife and I have been married for 1 year, 5 months, and 2 weeks. And it's been hard. I've been here almost 4 months. It's really been hard on us, but thank God for his grace that keep us. Even though we're excited, we have 9 more days to see each other. So pray for us, and we're excited to go back there in June next year. So pray for us, and God put a desire in my heart for the last 2.5 years to go there and start many independent Baptist churches there, and also to train the young men there in Zimbabwe. And there's a great need to start independent Baptist church there in Zimbabwe and to train the young men there as well. And God also puts a burden in my heart for deaf people. They need to hear the gospel. And I intend also to have a deaf ministry there in Zimbabwe and also a Christian school. So pray for us. We're excited. I know it's a very dangerous place in Zimbabwe, not of good economy, but God put a burden in my heart for 2.5 years. And someone once said that the most dangerous place you can be is out of God's will. I want to be in his will. He's going to protect us there, and we desire. So pray for us. Thank you again, Pastor and Church. God bless you all. Amen.
All right, Jason. God bless you. We really appreciate you. He's got a servant's heart, that's for sure.